Chapter 103. The pre-dawn air at Ataturk Airport was cold and laced with mist. A light fog had settled, hugging the tarmac around the private terminal. Langdon, Sienna, and Sinski arrived by town car and were met outside by a WHO staffer who helped them out of the vehicle. "We're ready whenever you are, ma'am," the man said, ushering the trio into a modest terminal building.
"And Mr. Langdon's arrangements?" Sinski asked.
"Private plane to Florence. His temporary travel documents are already on board." Sinski nodded her appreciation.
"And the other matter we discussed?"
"Already in motion. The package will be shipped as soon as possible." Sinski thanked the man, who now headed out across the tarmac toward the plane. She turned to Langdon.
"Are you sure you don't want to join us?"
She gave him a tired smile and pulled back her long silver hair, tucking it behind her ears. "Considering the situation," Langdon said playfully, "I'm not sure an art professor has much to offer."
"You've offered plenty," Sinski said, "more than you know, not the least of which being..."
She motioned beside her to Sienna, but the young woman was no longer with them. Sienna was 20 yards back, having paused at a large window, where she was staring out at the waiting C-130, apparently deep in thought. "Thanks for trusting her," Langdon said quietly. "I sense she hasn't had a lot of that in her life."
"I suspect Sienna Brooks and I will find plenty of things to learn from each other."
Sinski extended her palm.
"Godspeed, Professor."
"And to you," Langdon said as they shook hands. "Best of luck in Geneva."
"We'll need it," she said, and then nodded toward Sienna. "I'll give you two a moment. Just send her out when you're ready."
As Sinski headed across the terminal, she reached absently into her pocket and pulled out the two halves of her broken amulet, clutching them tightly in one palm. "Don't give up on that rod of Asclepius," Langdon called out behind her. "It's fixable."
"Thanks," Sinski replied with a wave. "I'm hoping everything is..."